I think it'd be good maybe if y'all would keep that song in your Bible there and bring it, because we probably need it sung to us every week. I have someone to thank for the things that he's done for us each day. We heard it in our time of taking up prayer requests, Thanksgiving for Lord help me find something. He does that for us. We're so thankful for it. Thankful for salvation. You know, what would it be if we did not return to him with thanksgiving? What would it be if we did not even believe there was a God? If we just said, you know what, this was my lucky day that this happened to me. Things went well. But instead, we can go to the Lord with thanksgiving. And then it brings it on down even closer to home when it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That in everything that is happening in my life, I would give thanksgiving to him for that. Am I thanking him that, you know what, I just love trouble coming in my life? No. It's like Daniel did. It says he prayed, continued to pray 3 times a day when he knew that the lion's den was out ahead for him. He continued to pray 3 times a day and he gave thanks. And I often looked at that and said, what was he giving thanks for? What he's given thanks for was, Lord, you didn't stay in Jerusalem when I was brought as a captive. You came here. You're with me today. You will be with me should I go to the lion's den, and I thank you for that. We can do the same thing in our life today. Lord, I've got good times. I never complain about good times that come in my life. But when I have difficult times, I can still give him thanksgiving. I can tell him, Lord, just like Daniel, I want to thank you that you have promised to be with me all the way, carry me through, and then I make heaven my home at the end. Appreciate that song. This week, I've been challenged with a subject, and if I could put a title to it, it would be the benefits of peace that come into our life. There's a benefit to it. I want to look at a couple verses in Psalms. I want to start over in Psalms, the 68th chapter. 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. To be able to get up this morning with strength to be able to get up was a benefit from the Lord. Sometimes we take it for granted. And then sometimes the Lord bumps us back to where we have trouble. And then he brings us back to good health. And this, we really appreciate the benefit that he's given us. He daily loads us with benefits. Then I want to look over here at Psalms 103. Because this right here is a challenge for us. 103 and 1 through 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. You know, it's easy for us to forget some of the benefits that the Lord has given us because we just have them every day. Good health is one of those that has been a challenge to me over the last few weeks. But I was thinking of this. Back whenever I interviewed for my job, they told me, here's what your job description is going to be. Here's the things that we expect from you to be able to perform your job. But there's something else that they also explained to me. We have a benefit package. And that's what I was interested in. What all is included in that benefit package? What's the pay? How about sick leave? How about vacation time? How about retirement at the end of this after I've worked for you for 36 years? All these kind of things back then was, that's benefits that they give to us. They offer to us. Here's what the Lord has given us. And I don't want us to ever forget it. I don't want to forget it. It's over in Acts 17. Paul was talking to some people that didn't know about God and that he was the one that gives these benefits. 17:25. He's not worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything. Seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. These are some of the benefits that we get to enjoy from God. And you know what? He doesn't just reserve them just for the Christian. He lets his sun shine on the just and the unjust. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. That is the love of God. We sing a song, my life and my breath are in thy hands. My joys and all I know, I live and breathe at thy command. Then shall I leave thee? No. I think about the disciples when so many people, in John the 6th chapter, so many people that at the beginning of the chapter was following Jesus. Jesus told them some hard sayings, and it says after that time many of them went away. And he asked the disciples, what about you? Will you also go away? I love their response. Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. I don't have a plan B. I'm following you. And I was thinking of this. You ever heard the saying, I left it on the bargaining table. There were some other benefits that I could have received, but I left them without becoming a partaker. I settled for less. Could have had another benefit added to maybe work or different things, but I want to tell you about the benefit that we can have in serving the Lord. That if we're not careful, we can leave this benefit laying on the table. We sing about it. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege, this is a benefit, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Yes. Oh, what, and we're talking about peace today, the benefit of peace. Oh, what peace, we can leave it on the bargaining table. Don't take advantage of what's available to us. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Why? Because he wasn't able to fulfill what we needed? No. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It's a challenge to me. God has a benefit package for us today. And in that benefit package is peace for us. And I want us to be able to look at this. Because to me what peace is, I have no trouble in my life today. But I often have trouble. So what am I going to do with that? I want us to be able to look at that today. Let's go to Luke, because this is the true benefit of peace for us. He had this available in Luke 19, the 19th chapter, and in the 41st verse. Jesus, when he was come near, he beheld the city and he wept over it, saying, and as we read this verse, let's think about our own selves today in 2026. He's saying to them, if thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace, but now they're hid from thy eyes. For them, he's saying, you know what? I had a peace for you right in the middle of this trouble where nothing changes about your circumstances, but I had a peace. What did he say? If you had only known in this thy day the things that belong to your peace, they could have the Romans still controlling them and they have a peace inside. That is what I want to get a hold to today. And there's another verse I want to go to in Isaiah 48 and 18. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. There's some things that cause me to be able to have peace. And that comes from hearkening to his commandments. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandment. Then had thy peace been as a river, you'd just had peace that was flowing. It would not run out. Then would thy peace have been like a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. To be able to have peace in my life like a river, what does it come from? Hearkening to his commandments is what makes it valuable. So I want to look at something that happened. And sometimes it happens in our life. Psalms 55 and 6. David had so many troubles come into his life as he is running from King Saul. And I imagine there was some times where David said, if I could just have a week of relief to where I did not have to worry, is he on the other side of this mountain? When will he be here? And my mind's always in a turmoil. Look at this verse. This is a psalm of David. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and I would be at rest. You ever felt that? If I could just remove myself from this trouble that I am, I could get over here and have some rest, have some peace. You know, I think probably every one of us have had that desire. This trouble that I'm in, if I could just pick myself up out of here and get over to this place, I would be able to have it. I would be able to be at rest. You know, when Jesus told this to the Romans, they were desiring to have that kind of peace, that kind of rest. They were longing for some peace to come into their life. And then Jesus came, and he taught them some things. He taught them about forgiving those that do you wrong. He told them so many things that if they would have known it, if you had only known the things that would bring peace to you. You know what? If we would read the Sermon on the Mount and we apply it into our life, it'll bring peace into our life, because it tells us those kind of things that distress us when someone does us wrong and it churns in my mind and my peace is gone. He's saying, real simple, forgive. It brings peace to us. If you had hearkened to my commandments, you would have had peace like a river. That wasn't just way back there in the Old Testament times. I believe it's available for us today. There is in Philippians, the 4th chapter, 4 and 7, the peace of God which passeth all understanding. You know, people can look into at our lives and watch what's happening and say, how can they have peace in this kind of trouble that's in their life? How does it come? It's because it's a peace that passes all understanding. And that peace will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And then he gives us a secret of how that is done. And that's in Philippians 4 and 8, the next verse. Because our mind is involved in whether I have peace or whether I don't. This 4 and 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And I think he could have attached this and just ran the verse on out a little bit. And if you want to have some peace in your life, think on these things. There's another verse in Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is, and boy, my mind can go in so many places, and my peace is gone. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So here's my job. I want peace in my life, just like the Jews did when Jesus came. I want peace. My peace that I'm looking for is, I don't want any trouble in my life. I want everything to go well. The peace that Jesus wants to give us, let's always remember that verse and put our name on it. He's talking to Jerusalem, but he said, if you had only known the things that belong to your peace. I think in 2026, that speaks a message to me. When my peace is gone because of some kind of trouble that's happening, and these little verses start popping up, the peace which passes all understanding. And over there in Isaiah 26 and 3, I've lost my peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I need to draw some things back in again and say, Lord, I need you to help me. In my mind is what I need. In 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, God does not always keep us from having trouble in our life. David and his men have come home and they're expecting to see their families again. And they come to the city where their families were when they left, Ziklag. And they find that it's been burned with fire and all of their families are gone captive. And it says in there in 30 and 4, what happened to them is what would happen to me if I was in a circumstance like that. It says they wept till they had no more power to weep. And you know, when you get in that condition, you're going to have to really get a hold of your mind, because it can take off in some directions. And those men, when they wept until they had no more power to weep, their minds started churning. You know what it was telling them? We need to stone David. He's our leader, and he couldn't keep us better than this. It says the people spake of stoning David. Now, you know what? When David hears that and he sees what's could happen here in a little bit. David could have his mind just churning. But what does this say? David encouraged himself in the Lord. When so much trouble can come into our life, it just seems like it's going to press me down. I want to do what David did. He just kind of pulled aside and he encouraged himself in the Lord. I don't know if Psalms 23 had come before that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I don't know if he reached back and got a hold of that and said, Lord, you're still my shepherd. You're going to walk with me through this. But we can do the same thing. When troubles start piling on us, that we be able to encourage ourselves, not because of who I am or what I can do, but encourage ourselves in the Lord. There is a verse of a song, His Oath. What's going to keep me in these troubling times? This song, number 51. His oath, His covenant, His blood will support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So I look at this. This is not in, I went to Mardell's and I saw a self-help book that looks like I'm going to really have peace now because I'm going to start thinking the right thoughts. This is me coming to the Lord and say, Lord, you understand who I am. These things are troubling me and sending my thoughts in a direction, but you can help me. And I'm going to take that verse, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I don't have perfect peace right now, so Lord, I'm going to go back. You remember Psalms 1:1? Blessed is the man, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But all the time he's turning away from some things, he's turning towards something else. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Sister Wright has been talking to us about meditating. That is so valuable for us all if we want to have peace in our life. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And then it says he's going to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. He's able to, in that time, he's able to bear fruit when there's trouble all around him. You know, Jesus is going to the Jews at Jerusalem saying, I've got a peace for you right here in the middle of this. You know, they turned him down. They walked away from the bargaining table without picking up on this benefit. It wasn't because they didn't want peace, but instead there was a song that I've heard, I believe it was Frank Sinatra sang it, I Did It My Way. That was their desire. They were looking at it and they said, you know what, if we want to have peace, there's some troubles that we got to get rid of. We need a ruler to come that's able to fight these Romans and get them away. You know what would happen when our trouble goes away and we have peace? Then another trouble is going to come and replace it. Maybe tomorrow, maybe today. We're going to have trouble come into our life. All trouble's gone and peace is here. And then trouble comes back and I've lost my peace. Jesus has something for us. In John, the 14th chapter, and I want for myself to just store away some of these verses and realize, you know what? The time's coming when my peace can be gone because of trouble that hits me. But this one, 14:27, Jesus speaking, peace I leave with you. What if he said, you know what? You're going to have peace with me as long as I live, but if they kill me, it's over. No, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that verse is still good for us in 2026. My peace I give you, not like the world gives. The world has peace when everything is good. Cheryl had a little plaque at home. It said, peace is not the absence of conflict, but it is the presence of God. What if in the middle of conflict, God is there with me, walking me through that? That is what real peace is. When we read about the three Hebrews, when they were about to go into the fire, what was their peace level? You know what? If their peace level was about the circumstances around them, their peace would be gone. But what were they able to say? Remember this plaque. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but it's the presence of God in the middle of that conflict. What did the three Hebrews say? But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve your gods. There is peace in the middle of conflict. Peace when conditions are not so peaceful. See, here's the thing. If we're going to preach about peace and you got to have everything lined up just right to have peace, we won't have peace very often because we're going to have many things happen. If I am saying, you know what, I got Thanksgiving today. Nobody bothered me at all this week. I had peace and I'm thankful for it. Our peace won't last very long. We sing a song. It says, there are storms that we're all going to encounter. Do not fear. They will do you no harm. In the Lord, you will find protection in the shelter of his arms. Though the world all around be roaring, raging, and is filled with many alarms, trust in Jesus, and he will keep you in the shelter of his arms. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace, though the world be raging, in the shelter of his arms. There's another song that we says, there's a peace that's not depending on my troubles relenting. You know what? I got peace coming. My trouble's about to go away. It's getting away from me. The trouble is, and my peace is coming back. No, he's got a peace that does not depend on my troubles going away. While my troubles are happening, it says, but not relenting, but all of it is on his sweet will to me. I'm so glad for that, because I tell you, I've got things that come into my life that could destroy peace, and every one of you do too. If today you have no troubles in your life, I think what we do is we just keep on breathing, because trouble is coming. And if we'll just take this little secret and say, Lord, I thank you that I don't have any troubles in my life today, but I'm going to store this little secret away because I know trouble will come to me. And I want us to look at a verse over in Isaiah. Could it be that there would be enough troubles that peace is no longer available for us? This is a description of Jesus, and I like it. Unto a ninth chapter of Isaiah, 6th verse. We like this at Christmas time, but you know what? It's good all year long. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulder. His name is going to be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and this right here, the Prince of Peace. He's the one that owns the supply house for it. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. I am glad for that. That means should time continue on some more years and our world is in worse shape than it is today, there can be peace in the midst of the storm for us. And there is a verse over in Colossians. There's a little secret for us. Peace wants to fill my heart. Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and in the 15th verse, there's a little bitty word here says, let. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let it happen. In other words, don't let something in your life stop the flow of peace that wants to be able to let it flow into you. What does it say over in Revelations 3:20? Jesus speaking, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him. I'll sup with him and he with me. I would like for us to put those two verses together. He's knocking at the door. He's saying, would you let peace of God rule in your hearts? Will you open up the door? Let me come in. This is not just about salvation. This is about now I got some big troubles in my life that I'm dealing with myself. And he's knocking. If you just open up the door, I want to come in with a special peace, a benefit of peace for you in the middle of troubles that can come into your life. We have a song number 111. This is one place where peace can come to us. God's way is best. I just need to always, there's a verse that says, as for God, his way is perfect. Whatever he allows to come into my life, I accept it. Remember, Job did. The Lord gave it. The Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For me to be able to accept what God has allowed in my life has come from God. God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and to know and to understand. A lot of places, this is where I lose my peace when I'm trying to figure it all out. Of how did this trouble come to me? Who's causing this trouble to come to me? I love it that Job did not say, okay, they told me the Chaldeans took these animals, the other Sabaeans took these animals, and my mind is a-churning against those Chaldeans and Sabaeans. What did he say? The Lord gave it. The Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the next time we have something come into our life and our peace is just flowing out of us, we're about to lose it. Let's just switch over and say the Lord gave. Yes. And the Lord hath taken away. This trouble that's come into my life is one of those all things work together for good category for me to be able to make heaven my home, and I accept it. God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Forsake thy fears and doubts, but just trusting. Submit thyself into his hand. Then it says, chorus, God's way is best. I will not murmur. Although the end, and very often we cannot see the end of this trouble even. Although the end I may not see. Wherever he leads, I'm going to meekly follow. God's way is best for me. Forget not all of his benefits. This is one of the benefits. You know, when Amazon comes to your door knocking with a package, like that said on Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Got a package and I don't open the door. You know what? I leave that package on the bargaining table. Sometimes they may just take it on back with them. Jesus has got some things for us, and I want to be able to take full advantage of them. He's got a peace that the world cannot give. So when we look at Psalms 23, I don't know when that happened. It would be easy to write one of those when everything is going very well, but it was something that he could use if he had written it early. It was something that he could use to go back to, because it starts out how I want my life to be this way all the time. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. You know, I love sitting beside a stream or maybe a river that's just flowing gently. Everything is quiet. Temperatures are good. Life is just wonderful. He leads us in those kind of places sometime. That's the peaceful side of it, without a storm. There's a song that we sing, life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change, and they will. We can expect things will change. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, because you're never alone. The God of the mountains, he is still God of the valleys. When things go wrong, he will make it right. Will he always turn it to where it's, now that's just right for me? No, sometimes he changes who I am. The God of the good times, he's still God in the bad times. And this is what brings me peace while the trouble is still going on. And then in Psalms 23, it doesn't just end with me sitting beside still waters and loving it. It goes on down, yea, though I walk, fourth verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That is a peace right there that is going to top it all off. I'm coming down. It looks like I am about to breathe my last breath. He's got a peace that will carry us through that little transition. What was that 470 there? Light and life without an end into eternity shall blend. We've watched that happen with some faithful ones just recently. Stepped over from this life to the other one peacefully. And that peace is available for all of us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So what am I going to do when trouble comes? You know, the devil would like to say, you live for the Lord, you're going to have troubles in your life. I want to tell you, if you don't live for the Lord, you're going to have troubles in your life. And we get to see that over in at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount. That ends at the end of the seventh chapter. And I was looking at that in the 26th verse. No, we'll go on up. 25th verse. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not because it was founded on a rock. You know what? That was a guy that was living for the Lord, going through faithful to him, like Psalms 1 and 1. He was turning away from the evil. He was putting his heart on the good. And storms came to him. And you know what? They also came to the one that built his house on the sand. Rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house also. If we can realize, you know what? Trouble is coming to all of us. If we don't have it today, thank God for it. Put it over in the thankful category. Thank you for the peace that I have today. But tomorrow, when trouble piles on, realize, you know what? Lord, today, I want to thank you for the peace that I still have because you're with me. I want to close with one more verse. What are we going to do when trouble comes to us? In Psalms 61, because to this one here trouble piles on. This is another Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, first verse, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. You know what? If you're not there today, it may be tomorrow when our heart gets overwhelmed with trouble that is hitting us. When my heart is overwhelmed, would you lead me to the rock that is higher than I am? Be able to know, you know what? There's a place that I can get up close to the Lord that will help me through those times. But then we don't have to always say, would you lead me to the rock? What if I would just go ahead and live there? What if my home was on the rock? As I read that verse, I thought of this song. I'd like to close with it. I'd like to sing it, but I'd like to look at the words for just a minute. Song number 503. It says, praise God, I live in Beulah land. My house will all the storms withstand because it's not built on sinking sand. My home is on the rock. And then some troubles come. Did he say my home's on the rock and I'm having a lot of good times? It says, when come life's trials thick and fast, when clouds are o'er my pathway cast, secure I can withstand the blast. My home is on the rock. You know what I wanted? Instead of just saying, lead me to the rock, I'm not there, but I'd like for you to lead me. No, I'd like to just build my house right there to where peace is there for me. When troubles come that would appall, when other buildings round me fall, I rest in my abilities. No, I rest in Christ, my all in all. My home is on the rock. And then this last verse is going to come to us all one day. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. I can have a peace at that time. And when my time has come to die, I'm going to have a mansion in the sky. But still, I'm going to sing as ages fly. My home is on the rock. My home is on the rock, the everlasting rock. I do not fear when storms are near. My home is on the rock. This is where that peace that passes understanding, when I get to a place where I just dwell here, I built my house here, I'm not way off somewhere, and when my troubles come, would you lead me to the rock? No, I want to dwell on the rock to where he is leading me. When troubles come to my life, that I cling to him to be able to continue to give me that peace that I had when no troubles were coming. When my car would, you know how fast you can lose your peace? It's one time when you need to be at work at 8 o'clock and you go out. Well, I already told you about it. Go to Walmart. You can time it just right. I'll run in and pick up what I need and I'll be back out. And my key fob would not work. You know how quick I can tell you all this message about peace and how quick it can leave. At that time when my heart is overwhelmed, Lord, pull me back to where peace really comes from. Because I was wanting peace. What I wanted was my car to start. So I try it and I try it and I'm asking the Lord, Lord, all you got to do, if you just give me one more start from it. Because I knew then what had happened. I left my key fob in my pocket when I ran it through the washing machine. Let me tell you something. If you leave your key fob in your pocket and run it through the washing machine, don't expect to get back in your car at Walmart. But I was thinking, Lord, you can help me. If you'll help me, I said, maybe it was the battery. I ran back in. I still got time. Ran back in, bought me a battery, stuck in it. Okay, Lord, click. Nope, nothing happened. I had to have Heather bring me a key from Guthrie. When troubles come that would appall, when things could just... This week I hired a plumber to come into our building and work for us. Do you know if you're in the plumbing business, you can have troubles come in your life? And they're trying to run a 4-inch steel pipe up between floors. And he did not have the peace of God ruling in his heart. But I think about that. You know what? People are going to respond with something. And he did. I mean, he cut loose with a string of them. But I think about this is how the world deals with stress. But you know what? Trouble is going to come in our life too. And I want to be able to take that to the Lord in prayer. What does it say? Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because I do not carry everything to God in prayer. I want to be able to have this peace that passes understanding. Maybe we can stand and sing number 503.